Welcome everyone to the Jason and OC podcast, but this is a special edition because we have a special individual. He is a winner, but most importantly, he is our friend, FAO Bayer. What's happening, my man?
Big time FAO, $10 million man. $10 million man.
So spreading these rumors, right?
He is actively on the show.
I know.
Promoting your bonuses from each of your play. And I have confirmed that I'm no longer going to ask him for personal loans. I'm going directly to
coming
you.
To
you?
No, I'm still. No, that's what it's about, man. Like, because I know the pressure that comes with people thinking that kind of nonsense.
For sure.
And so I want to put that pressure on you.
Thank you.
I want to put it on you.
It's not true. No, this is the OC. OC just trying to get me in trouble.
He's just walking around with millions.
The man got a suitcase in his pocket.
You, man, taxes as well. Tax man.
Taxes are real. How are the taxes in Buffalo, New York?
It's New York, yeah. It's
we know about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to expense my life, but we'll see. It doesn't work out as much.
F, what's up, bro? How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here. Honestly, this is this is the first experience of this, and it's overwhelming.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, first experience, like, truly, break it down. How do you feel? Like, what is it? What's the vibe?
I feel like I've arrived. I feel like I feel big time. You know, I feel like I feel like actually a football player now. I feel like an NFL player. Yeah.
Well, in that T-shirt, I think all we got to do is look at you. We know exactly what you are. Things is popping out your shirt.
Good,
what
bro.
Is that?
Thank
man?
You, thank That's you, thank you. See, and I was in Buffalo, stayed out the sun.
Oh, he's flexing.
My tattoos are showing now. But yeah. Man.
So Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think you guys had a pretty good season this year, right? Yeah, yeah. What was it like being on that team, watching that quarterback, watching Justin? Like, how is that, you know, as a defensive lineman, seeing a guy take his game to that level?
Honestly, it's just, you know, I wasn't a part of the year before. Mm. But this year, I felt the passion. I felt everything how much he really wanted it for his team, you know, and how much he put into that, into his work, into his craft. And he's, you know, he has such a way of just, you know, flipping that switch and being, you know, in the locker room, he's such a nice guy, chill, you know, funny, lots of banter. And then when we're out on the field on Sunday, it's a totally different person.
I was thinking, I always say this, but sometimes I don't even know if I believe it, but when you got a guy like that, when you talked about how hard he plays for his team, do you step up your game, or can you see the entire team kind of elevate the way they play because of him?
100%, 100%. You don't want to let him down. Like, obviously, everybody's out there, we're all individual contractors, but when you have a guy like that that's able to bring the team together and it makes you better, because you don't want to let that side down, because you're getting an elite performance from him, and you just want to be that person on and you want to be that 111, they say. You want to be that 111. You want to make sure that your job is done to perfection. Yeah.
It's something that has been bothering me for the past 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
And yeah.
What's
the past
that?
30 minutes,
what's
I've been that? Bothered by something.
Share your problems. Share your qualms.
You know, we were standing over there, Jay Bell.
Okay.
And F.A. sized me up.
He sized me up.
He was like,
I'm bigger than you.
He gave me the once over, right? Just like this. He did me one of those. And he was like, I heard you play soccer up in Brixton.
Oh.
That's what he said to me, right? And then he challenged my manhood. He was like, I guarantee you, I'm better than you. I said, wow. What F.A. doesn't understand is, for the past 7 years, you know, while he's been, you know, playing a different kind of football, I've been practicing. I've been, like, working on my real game.
It's not enough.
No, F.A.
It's not enough.
I play four times a week, F.A.
Four times a week.
He don't mess around.
On bad knees.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you, my progression, I am bang in form right now.
All right, what position do you play?
It doesn't matter.
See?
No. Because I play five-a-side, I play left back. Okay. As a matter of fact, I got something to show you.
Hey, okay. he's real about this.
I'm going to show you something.
He's bringing out his phone for those that can't see. The man is bringing out his phone for evidence.
You know that's my home. I'm going to show
you. You know, it would really crush him if he was no longer the best former NFL player on the soccer pitch in five-a-side.
Where'd you play? Fondale, Brixton, right? Where'd you play?
In Brixton. Check this out.
He's bringing out a highlight film. I think we need to clip this up and put this out.
I think this needs
to be shown.
You see that for guy the right viewers there running? To watch. Did you see the through ball? Did you see the through ball?
They're breaking down tape
right
now.
Do you know who did that? Do you know who did that? You're going to see him. Look at him. Look at him. I see you. I see
they don't even. They, look at this it. Is more important this than is, coming off the edge.
That's press, me.
No, it's not.
It is me.
Look at this.
Watch.
Look
no,
at
no, this
I know it's you, but you just said it's more important than coming off the edge.
Nothing is more important than coming off the edge.
Yeah. Well,
look at the through ball.
You press try and go on that one.
Look at that.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I get down, man.
All right, I'll pull up. let's make it happen.
Really?
I'll pull up.
I'm getting a little scared.
Exactly.
You're speaking with too much confidence.
I don't like
when people speak.
When they speak with confidence, they tell you they're gonna pull up.
I don't.
That makes me.
I don't. I don't do the Twitter and the Instagram.
You just come in.
You just pull up.
Fire.
Pull up. Are you trying to?
I'm that guy.
Yeah, because I tell you what. Like sometimes, like when I'm like in the locker room, when I was very very insecure about a bet, I would throw out like a crazy number. Right?
So they call it. So they won't match
like,
it.
Yeah, I'll be like, if I'm gonna race the fastest guy on the team, right?
Right.
I'll be like, yeah. Put up 250K.
That's true.
You'd be like.
There's a chance. I might lose.
So are you trying to intimidate me
I'm not trying to intimidate
you. Skills right now.
Listen, we could put 10 pounds on this skate.
I feel like we got action. Cause I know y'all serious
you
about this.
Look, look at Dex. Now Dex knows about my skills. That's why he's looking at you. He's like, man, you don't know what you're about to get into here. Okay,
put your money where your mouth is.
And we're gonna come to your hood, Brixton, and we're gonna teach you a lesson,
FA. Right, let's do this. Let's do this.
I'll be on the sideline.
Can I pick my own five aside?
Like, No. He'll probably show up with Paul Pogba. He'll be like, hey, yeah, this is my friend.
He's my friend. just a guy, some guys.
Hell no. The Super Bowl, man, how do you feel about this particular matchup, FA?
Honestly, I think, you know, both teams, well-balanced, you know, lots of superstars.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a very entertaining game. You know, very exciting. Bit bittersweet for me personally because I feel like, you know, the components and the guys that we had in our team, we had the guys to do it, to get there and you know, really, really make it happen. We didn't even get to the Super Bowl and we probably had one of the most memorable, impactful games with Kansas City. And just imagine what we would have had if we were in the Super Bowl. But like I said, it's gonna be exciting. And I'm looking forward to watching it, yeah. We should have honestly been in the Super Bowl because we had the guys to do it.
Yeah, but I mean, if Buffalo was, you know, a little bit smarter, they would have had you playing a lot more plays. And then, you know, because when you were out there, you performed at such a level, but you know, sometimes people want to play favoritism. And they want to do things that... it's personal. I don't like that. When I was watching you play, and I said this to you earlier, I'm a defensive lineman. When I'm watching football, the only thing I watch the defensive line first. And then as soon as I see what they've done, then I look at everywhere else.
Right.
And I was watching you play, and I was like, man, this guy's like really rushing with like real technique, real moves, performed at a high level.
Right.
So the fact that they didn't give you, after seeing the same things that I saw, and there's no way, they don't know D-line play like I know them.
Yeah.
So how can they not see what's going on and allow you to play more? It was ridiculous.
Personally, I wish I did get some more opportunities. Mm. You know, but
it's what it is.
It's the way the chips fell. And but I know I can play in this league. Mm. You know, I know that I can help teams win. I know I can affect games. So whatever happens in my next chapter, I'm just gonna have to show that and make that happen. So
how long does it take you to decompress? Because I picked you guys to be in the Super Bowl and against the Rams. That I was gonna be a genius.
Right.
You were almost there. But how long does it take you to kind of you're right there. You know, you're here with us, you're enjoying it, but like, is it on your mind? Is it constantly on your mind?
Yeah, it definitely is. Especially even while I'm here, you know, even these experiences, you kind of feel, not cheated, I don't want to say cheated, but you feel like you missed out on an opportunity that was so close as well, you know, 13 seconds and, you know, and especially just everything that we went through just to get to that point, you know, the ups, the downs, the individual, just adversity that we had to overcome, you know, like nobody knows, but on my, I think the Atlanta game, I had a high ankle sprain and I worked my ass off. I'm telling you, I 6 o'clock and every day, like in that building, last one to leave just to try and get back on that field. And, you know, didn't get the result that we wanted, but that was the type of dedication that you was getting from everybody and, you know, across the board. And, but I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself and of what I accomplished. I'm proud of myself that, you know, of the type of dedication that I gave to this game. And I just feel like no matter where I go or where I am, I'm gonna be impactful and I'm gonna affect games. I'm gonna help teams win. And I'm gonna be me.
Your past now, the you know, the guys who just come on and all they're trying to make you're way past that now. Like that, you're the guy who, you know, you can actually help a team like win, right? Like how has that transition been for you to go from, oh, just learning about the game, and then all of a sudden you're a guy who's like, oh, I don't know if he's gonna make, and then now you're officially like a proper NFL defensive lineman who anybody would want to have on their team. Like,
right.
How has that been for you?
That's always the goal. That's always been the goal. But obviously, with anything,
you can play on any team in the NFL.
That's
without a doubt.
Like I play everywhere. I play the whole defensive line, and I think that's what's really unique about me and my skill set. That I can add value in the edge, inside, it doesn't matter. But I think the transition was, you know, it's been cool because initially, it's, like you said, it's learning the game.
Yep.
Then the next year, you just kind of move that goalpost a little further, and then I hit that, and then it's making the team. Then it's, okay, now it's affecting games. Then I'll just keep moving the goal and keep moving the goal. And then my next one, hopefully being a Pro Bowl player and also winning the Super Bowl. And I'm speaking that right
big
now.
Big money. So
I'm getting that loan.
Let me tell you something.
What's up? Talk to me nice.
I think if you were to make a Pro Bowl, I think I'll probably cry.
You will?
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's just when you see not the beginning, but like in the early stages, right?
Yeah.
And then
the beginning. We was in Florida, man. Yeah. And I couldn't even get my starts.
Imagine now you see that over, and it hasn't even been that long, right?
Right.
People have been playing this game their whole lives, right? Since they were like 5, 6 peewee. To go from that, and then all of a sudden, boom, this guy's a Pro Bowl player. It would be one of the greatest things that I've seen in terms of American football. It would be ridiculous.
I'm gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make it happen. There's a small nuance to like making Pro Bowl because you have to play a certain amount of snaps.
Yeah.
So if I can get those certain amount of snaps, I'm very confident in my abilities that I will be a Pro Bowl player.
Oof.
I like it. I like it. It's fascinating what you've done. I mean, you two have been a part of this movement, right? Getting great athletes, introducing them to this game, having success. You are the poster for this, period, bro. Like, it's crazy what you've been able to do. You were saying something earlier, and I'm quite interested in this. You talked about, you know, even the ankle and going through things. Like, what in this season, through the game, because we understand a season feels like years, right?
It does.
What did you learn about yourself? And I say that because each year I found out something different about myself.
Mm.
And I just added on to that till it was over. And then I could really say, I am this kind of person.
Mm.
Like, what did the game bring you? Something about you personally that you're like confirmed or a new discovery?
I think, so on the field, like just through the adversity, this is probably the only time where in Buffalo where I felt like my body has let me down to a point where it's taken me off the field. And, you know, prior to that, you know, we had football is a 100% injury rate. Everybody, nobody is 100%. Everybody's playing through something. And this is the point. This is the only point where I felt like it's let me down a little bit. And just the way that I've managed that, the way I managed my mind, my emotions, the way I handled that recovery process, just lets me know that I'm a beast. I'm a dog. I can play this, and I'm here to stay. But also on the flip side, on a personal level, the fact that I didn't get the opportunities that I wanted, and I was on the sideline most of the time, kind of allowed me to kind of step out of that routine, that matrix lifestyle, and then focus a little bit more on my personal life. So, you know, with my wife, and just being at home, be more present, and just kind of enjoying the journey and a little bit more, because I'm very goal focused. I'm very my head in the sand, and I think that's a good thing, because it's got me to the point where I'm at right now. But it allowed me to kind of, you know, smell the roses a little bit, and also see the game from a different perspective. And also lets me know that I never want to be on the sideline again. Never want to, especially in the cold. Like, forget the cold. Being on the side, like playing in the cold, yeah. But being on the sideline in the cold, that's something else. That's motivation in itself. So there's just loads of different things that I've taken personally from Buffalo and this experience that I feel like it's definitely going to add, you know, value to myself and my life. Yeah.
It truly is setting you up for success in whatever you do. One thing you're going to be is a winner for life. I mean, there's not a lot of people that will take on the challenges you have.
There's a term that Nigerians use called Niger don't carry last. You never come last. You never come last in anything. We're competitive. We're winners. We won't come last regardless. Oh, see, am I lying?
You ain't lying, bro.
We won't.
You'll never see it.
We won't.
It won't happen, huh?
It won't happen.
You'll never see it, bro.
Man. Like, we'll find a way.
I feed off of this.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate both of y'all.
Main man, Effie, in the building, man. Yeah. We're here.
Hey,
cool. Thanks for having me.
I just want to let everybody know to check us out on the Super Bowl. We'll be together, ooh, doing it live.
Definitely.
F.A. dropping those nuggets for us, fresh out the locker room. So it'll be a good time, man. It's going to be... I'm just excited, man.
I'm excited too.
Let's make it happen, brother.
Who's the best defensive lineman in the NFL, in your opinion?
In my opinion, the best defensive lineman?
Best. That's just the last question. I want to know where you sit on this.
There's a lot of guys that get a lot of, like, camera time and exposure, but then there's also a lot of guys that put the numbers out consistently, you know, and I don't think you can pick out just one person. That you kind of have to kind of group them around, you know, with the TJ Watts and the Aaron Donalds and the... You know, just guys like that. I think kind of gravitate to, just because of who they are and what they've done consistently. The Bosa families, the you know, things like that. So there's just so many to choose from.
Is TJ Watt a better pass rusher than, say, let's say a Nick Bosa? You think TJ Watt is a better pass rusher than a Nick Bosa, or do you think TJ Watt is a better pass rusher than a Von Miller?
Ooh. What about Miles?
Miles is a different.
You can't even put that.
You can't even do that.
Yeah. I gotta exit the building.
Yeah,
now.
That's different. I think Miles Garrett for sure. Yeah.
That's different.
That's different. Yeah. That's like God given. You know, there's a lot of guys that are God given. There's a lot of guys that work hard for it. There's a lot of guys that are great pass rushers. There's some guys that are system based as well. Mm. You know. And there's a lot of guys that are living right, and you know. Yeah. But
when I think I might have said this to you about Miles Garrett. Like when I would watch him, I was like,
I saw a play of Miles Garrett, and I think he rushed three different guys and still got the sack.
Still got there.
I was like, wow.
It's crazy.
You know.
Crazy. And it's, you're kind of built like Miles, though, you know?
I know. I just need, I need more legs.
The legs.
I need more legs. I need the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know? But I, yeah.
Effie, I don't know, bro. Effie, I think you could, I think you're going to be a great player.
I am.
But I think that guy's different.
That guy is definitely blessed.
God.
He is definitely blessed.
Like, I don't think there's nothing I can do.
It's like,
that one you just gotta
say
you got it, bro.
Oh, gosh, you too, man.
You know, but definitely, I feel that. But I'm definitely going to carve out my own, my own corner, my own lane. But Miles is definitely different. Yeah. What about you? What's your opinion? Who do you think is a?
Yeah, really... I think Miles is different. But I'm just so.
Why did you ask that question? Who do you think is the?
Because I think, you know, when I was playing towards the end of my career, I saw Vaughn, and I was like, this is.
He's real.
This guy is real, right?
Mm, he is.
And then now you see the guys like T.J. Watt, the Bosas come out, but then. As a guy who's a pass rusher, right, there's a difference between somebody who's putting up numbers, who everybody sees is putting up numbers, and then the guys who are like rushing. Like us, like we'd watch defensive ends, we'd watch defensive line play, and there can be a guy who has 15, 20 sacks and a guy who has 10.
Like look at Robert Quinn, he's killing it, but nobody really heard about him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we would look at things different. So it was just, I just wanted to hear what you would say being in the league right now.
I get that.
Yeah.
Pass rushing clinics.
Yeah.
I love it.
We out here.
We out here. We blessed. FA, Super Bowl. Ready to go, man. Appreciate the time, my brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
F.A. Jason and Nosey podcast.
There we go.
Ooh, I like that.
That's what we got going on.
We got enough
I like the way you put my I like the way you put my name first as well.
Yeah.
No, your name isn't here.
No, I know, but you said F.A.
Jason. Yeah.
You say Jason and Osi or Osi?
F.A. Jason and Osi. Yeah.
Why are you putting
it's the only time my name is before Osi. In anything. And it's completely by accident. We out. F.A. Jason.
Nice. Oh, man. Finally.